Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 6, Mishnah 5. Again, we don't have the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah in this chapter. We have just the translation from the chapter. A couple of more Mishnahs left. We go till about Mishnah 12 and then we'll go on our summer hiatus, so hopefully around a week and a half or so left. And then we'll say sayonara and take our break and come back, God willing, in the fall. So let's see what it says. Al tevakish gedula la'atzmecha. Do not seek greatness for yourself. Ve'al tachamot kavod. And do not desire honor. Yoser milimudecha asay. Act more than you learn. Ve'al tesv'ave l'sholchanam shel malachim. Do not desire the table of kings. Shashulchancha gadol mishulchanam, your table is greater than theirs. V'kisrcha gadol mikisram, and your crown is greater than theirs. V'ne'aman hu bal malachtecha, sheyeshalim lecha schar pu'ulasecha. Your crown is greater than theirs, and your employer is faithful to pay you the rewards of your work. Another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches us, someone who runs after honor, honor will flee from him. You can never get honor by running after honor. The person that really is honored, Ezehu Mechubar HaMechubar Esabrios. Someone who's honored is someone that really honors others. You take care to honor others. You take care to bestow upon others things. You make sure to do for others. It'll get back to you. Hashem always gets you back. You know, the non-Jews call it karma, but really it's mita keneged mita. What goes around comes around. We have a whole lecture in the lecture series about measure for measure on our other podcast show where we talk about a topic for an hour or so. And in general in life, we're not supposed to run after the honor. We're not supposed to covet the honor or seek the honor. We're supposed to take care of Hashem by the mitzvahs, doing the chesed, doing what's right, from the Judaic lifestyle. We want to make sure that this lifetime is spent well in our days, in our months, in our years. We don't want to desire the wrong things. You know, we talked about last episode how important it is to minimalize the things we think we need. Really, what we want and what we need are not the same thing. We want a huge house. Doesn't make sense. We need X things. We need the living room. We need a dining room. We need a kitchen, or at least those areas. We need the bedrooms, the beds. Yes. But we want a humongous estate. Why? What do you do with such a thing? Don't desire the greatness of kingship, the greatness of royalty. Don't desire the table of kings. Their table is not nearly as good as your table. You know, nowadays, without the Beit HaMikdash, without the temple, nowadays, sitting at our table is considered like the Mizbeach. The Gemara points out, the Talmud points out, nowadays, when we don't have a temple, when we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, what stands in place of the Beit HaMikdash is our table that we sit at and we sing and we talk Torah with our families, with our kids, and we involve ourselves in a menucha of Shabbos, a menucha ta nefesh, a menucha ta guf, I say all the time. Not just the physical enjoyment of food, but the spiritual enjoyment of singing and enjoying the Shabbos. Some people are like, oh man, Shabbos is here again. That's not the attitude to have. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it's Shabbos. I'm so excited. I say, oh man, when Shabbos ends. Oh man, it's already 8 o'clock on a summer Shabbos, and Shabbos is about to come out in 40 minutes. Where did Shabbos go? Why is it leaving us already? Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. If Shabbos is an indication of olam haba, that means that this spiritual amazingness that we could feel on Shabbos is something that we could feel all the time. When, God willing, Mashiach comes speedily in our days, it should be today. Don't desire the table of kings, because their table is nothing like what we have. They don't have nearly a fraction of what we have. The amazing life that Hashem gives us by following the Torah, following the mitzvot, is a really fulfilling life, is a really enriching life, is a really beautiful life. So why are you desiring the craziness of non-Jews, of society? It's nothing, doesn't hold a candle to what we have. Understand, real honor is honoring Hashem. Real honor is following the Torah, doing the mitzvot, doing the chesed, understanding when we do the mitzvos and we do the Torah lifestyle and we learn the Torah, Hashem will get it back to you, mida keneged mida, measure for measure. You took care of someone else for 20 years, Hashem will make sure you took care of for 20 years. You made sure to go out and put down the deposit for someone, Hashem will get it back to you. You made sure to pay for someone to have a good meal for Shabbat or to do this or that for someone, Hashem will get it back to you. They say that the money that is allocated to you for the year from Rosh Hashanah all the way till the next Rosh Hashanah does not include things such as Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not included in the calculations, and some say that paying for your Jewish education for your children also is a different calculation. And what I think of all the time is what my brother once told me many years ago, that the calculation of the Jewish education, the tuition, is such a crazy thing. You know, of course it's hyped up over the years, it's crazy, it's so much money. Not going to get into that aspect, just thinking about the aspect how the numbers don't add up. My brother once told me that he knows a guy who has 6 kids and each of the tuition has $10,000 per kid, but he is like a sofer or something, he's a scribe or something, but he only makes like 40 or 50 grand. And his wife is maybe a homemaker. So if you think about the numbers don't add up. How does he have any money to take care of anything? 60 grand in tuition, already he's not even covering that by his job itself. How does he cover a mortgage or rent, or how does he cover the bills? But in the end of the day, my brother said, a lot of times he has the emunah, the person has the emunah that he puts in his shtadlus, he does his job, he goes for the hours it is, and Hashem takes care of the rest. You put in your emunah. Rabbi Ashir talks about this all the time. We're in the middle of book 3. My wife and I try to read it throughout the week a lot of times, Blinadir. And he talks about this in Living Emunah. We're in the middle of the 3rd one. But throughout the first 2 books and the current book, he talks about how emunah means, you know, a lot of things. But one of the things he says that it means is understanding that you put in your hashtadlus, you put in your effort, and Hashem will get it to you. Doesn't mean you have to take on 55 jobs at the expense of your family and wife. That's not what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants from us that we do our job. My hashtadlus, and I actually, you know, I did have other jobs in the past, but for one reason or another, they didn't pan out. You know, I used to do teletherapy, but it didn't work out. They probably didn't have enough money or whatever, and that went by the wayside, and all my other projects, all my other things, this and that. The mainstay, my main hashtadlus is doing my job, working for the city, and Hashem will work it out. He'll do the calculations. He'll get a stimulus check or whatnot, or he'll make us have an increase in salary. Hashem will work it out. You put in the hashtadlus, and you do what you can to be a good husband for, like, myself, be a good father for myself. I have to try to be. Hashem will do the rest. No, it doesn't mean taking on 17 jobs at the expense of what? For earning what? So that I can make a few extra dollars, but that means I lose out on the prime time of spending with my kids, spending with my wife? No way. No amount of money will replace memories or happiness that you have with your wife and kids. That is one of my life quotes that I go by. Money comes and goes, but happiness and memories will never end and will never be gone. Money comes and goes, but happiness, the memories, those you can never take back, those you can never get back, and those will be never lost. So yeah, you could take on 65 jobs, but for what reason? You think you want to have a greater table, a bigger table, you want a bigger house or whatnot, like we talked about on the previous episode? For what end? You put in your hashtadlus, and remember, ne'eman hu ba malachtecha sheyishalim lecha schar pu'asecha. Understand, you put in your shtalas and Hashem, the employer, will pay you the rewards of your work. He'll get it back to you. He'll take care of you. That's why people that have real emunah, not me, I'm not on that level, they don't get stressed out about bills. They don't worry about payments. They buy what they need. They get for their wife and their kids. And Hashem will get it back. If it's something, you're taking care of your wife and your kids, and you're cooking for other people, you're doing for other people. We try to do this on a small level. Yeah, so he has a couple of grand in credit card debt. Hashem will wipe it away if he wants to. In a second, he can wipe it away. It comes and goes. Yeah, one day he has money, one day he doesn't. One day he has this, one day he has that. But it doesn't stress him out because he knows Hashem is the Baal Malachtecha. Hashem is the employer that'll get it back. He'll get you it, and you could pay it off over time. You could pay it off. Yeah, so this guy has 80 grand in the bank. That doesn't mean nothing. His house could be wiped away in a second and the 80 grand is gone. And that guy could have 10 grand in credit card debt. That doesn't mean nothing because it could be taken away. It could be solved in a second. Don't worry. Be happy. Understand the greatness we have is the best type of greatness in the Jewish lifestyle. Don't seek honor. The best honor is honoring others, doing mitzvahs and chesed. Don't want the table of kings. Their table is nothing compared to ours. Our table is like a mizbeach kim'at. And understand that our crown of the Torah is the best crown to have, and understand that Hashem really is the Baal Malachta. He will get you back. You just do what you can to do mitzvahs and do chesed all the time as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk about how great Torah is, how many aspects of Torah there are here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.